Hey, this is Dr. Leung. This is for last name Polack, Pollack. First name is Jose. Date of visit is April 17, 2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2000. In 2008 in Iraq. First of all, patient tells me that he got he was in a vehicle comma and he was in a vehicle, in a military vehicle. First up, he tells me that the vehicle in front of his vehicle got IED explosion. First up, patient tells me that he got dizzy. First up, his patient tells me that he got dizzy from the explosion and blast from the vehicle in front of him. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, denies any head injury. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me there was a second IED explosion in 2008 in Iraq. First up, patient tells me that he was standing outside of the vehicle, first up, and then there was an IED explosion near him, first up. Patient tells me that he felt a blast, first up, he felt dizzy after that, first up, however, patient denies any loss of consciousness, first up, he did not fall to the ground, first up, did not have head injury, first up. Next paragraph. Since this event, comma, patient has severe headache. First up, patient's constant pressure in the front and back of the head. First up, patient's nausea. First up, patient also have memory problems. First up, patient tells me that he have headaches 2 to 3 times a day. First up, first up, next, first up, patient is currently taking sumatriptan and gabapentin. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he's a construction day laborer. First up, a patient tells me that he's not able to do his work well because of the headaches. So first up, a patient tells me that the headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. So first up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2008 in Iraq, comma, there was an IED explosion to the vehicle in front of his vehicle. First up, a patient tells me that the IED explosion to that vehicle caused him to have dizziness. First up, a patient tells me that he felt the blast. First up, however, a patient did not lose consciousness. So first up, did not have any injury to the head. First up, next forever. First up, a patient also had a second episode of IED explosion, also in 2008 in Iraq. First up, a patient tells me that there was an explosion when he was outside the vehicle. First up, a patient tells me that it did not injured him. First up, he did not lose consciousness. First up, did not fall to the ground. First up, it is my opinion that his headaches are currently he's having a likely migraine headache. So first up, I do not think they are related to traumatic brain injury. First up, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph. Next patient. Next patient. Last name is a Brockmann. First name is Joshua. Date of visit is April 17, 2025. First up, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, he was in Iraq in 2008. First up, patient's driving a truck. First up, the truck ran over an IED explosion. First up, patient tells me that he had loud ringing noise in the ears. First up, patient tells me that everything was looking very slow. First up, he tells me that his visual movement of everything was moving very slow. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, a patient kept driving. First up, a patient had some dizziness. So first up, next paragraph. In 2018 in Iraq, a comma patient was driving a metal detector vehicle. First up, there was an IED explosion. First up, a patient tells me that he heard loud noise. So first up, however, he did not get injury. First up, he did not lose consciousness. So first up, he denies getting any head injury. First up, next paragraph. The third episode was in 2008 in Iraq. First up, a patient was standing outside a truck. First up, a patient tells me that There was a doze break, a D-O-Z-E-R, dozer break, B-R-A-K-E. First up, we ran over a landmine. First up, a patient tells me that there was a loud explosion. First up, there was dirt everywhere. First up, patient tells me that he has some ringing in the ears. So first up, however, no loss of consciousness. So first up, no injury to the head. So first up, next to the paragraph, a patient tells me since the event, a trauma patient has headache and ringing in the ears. So first up, the patient's memory difficulties. So first up, patient's dizziness and insomnia. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had experienced three explosions in Iraq in 2008. All these explosions caused him to ring in the ears. However, they did not cause any loss of consciousness. There was no head trauma. He felt a little dizziness. However, the patient was awake and alert after the explosion. It is my opinion that that these explosions did not cause traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that these explosions were not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph. Patient's currently working at the National Guard. A patient tells me that the headaches are affecting his performance at work. Patient has difficulty concentrating and focus. Next paragraph. This marks the dean of dictation.